Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. It's time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Everybody worship,
come on,
the Lord.
Let's worship,
worship. Oh, come on, saints, he's worthy.
Eradicate
from your mind
everything,
all worship,
everything, all the
pain,
the
mind
of
pain,
the
suffering,
let your troubles make
worthy
of the glory,
giving
the praise, yeah.
To
the together we can, yes, we can.
Everybody,
oh,
worship the Lord.
I don't know about you, but it has shown up good to me.
So when your troubles come, just hold on to God's unchanging hand.
You might have fought some trials. You might have brought some tribulations here this morning. You might be a little weary, but I came to tell you.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceViewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening tonight. I want to talk to those who feel like you are simply drowning. And I hope to be able to share some biblical wisdom that may be of encouragement to you tonight. I want to talk to you and ask you, have you ever been in a place before where you felt like you were drowning in something that could be finances and you were drowning in debt? Maybe you were drowning on your job because of your workload, or drowning in your business. Could even be drowning because of all the haters that you have. And most importantly, a lot of us can remember and recall and recollect that we were drowning in sin, drowning in shame, drowning in your past, drowning in a calamity, drowning in depression. I need you to know tonight that Jonah, the son of Amittai, was drowning because he made a choice to go in the opposite direction of where God wanted him to be in Jonah chapter 1 and verse number 17. When you read that text, the text says, "And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. What you may not know is the reason why the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah is because some good friends of Jonah, some acquaintances that he was traveling with in the wrong direction of where God wanted him to go, had threw him over the ship into the sea, and Jonah was drowning simply because he refused to do what God wanted him to do. There is a pretty deep term for that. Here it is. It's disobedience. And let me ask you this question. Has God ever called you to do something that you just refused to do, or you were simply unwilling to do it? I want you to know that verse 17 of Jonah chapter 1 helps us see the compassion of God. Watch this, to save people who he has called to do something for him, even when those people to whom he has called to do something for him are disobedient to him. Notice the compassion of God. The Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah. Mind you, had God not allowed that great fish to swallow Jonah, Jonah would have died, because at the present time in this text, you need to know that Jonah is in the water. He is surrounded by seaweed. He is drowning. He is gasping, cannot even barely breathe. But in his mind, he prayed to the Lord. I'm going to talk to you about that on next week. But I need you to know that God came out of nowhere. And the Bible says that the Lord appointed, the King James says prepared, the NIV says provided a great fish. This was not a small fish. Most scholars believe that it was actually a sperm whale, but the text says great fish. Now, isn't it interesting that when the text says the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish for 3 days and three nights, I find it interesting that the fish had enough sense to obey God when the Lord appointed the fish, but Jonah did not. And so if a fish has enough sense to obey God, you and I need to have enough sense to obey God. There are three things that you can clearly see in this text. You can see God's protection. So he protected Jonah from dying because Jonah was drowning in the water and was about to die. You can also see the patience of God, because God was patient with Jonah because Jonah was disobedient to God's calling. God specifically says, I want you to go to Nineveh and cry out against them, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah went in the opposite direction, hopped up and went down to Joppa, got on a boat, paid the fare, got into the boat with some people who were going in the wrong direction, and stood in the boat with them. So sometimes we would do the very opposite of what God calls us to do. But aren't you happy tonight that even when you and I mess up, when God still has a plan, a purpose, and a calling over our lives, the Lord will provide for us, even and demonstrate his compassion, even when we are disobedient, when we have a calling over our lives. So I need you to know that God also gave his purpose, because he wanted Jonah to preach to those who were lost, and he wanted to use Jonah to save those people. So Jonah also had to repent. So God still had a purpose for Jonah. He was patient with Jonah, and he also had his Jonah's protection covered because Jonah was about to die. What are you drowning in tonight, beloved? Are you drowning in something in your life? Are you drowning in a bad, miserable, terrible relationship? Are you drowning in your past? Are you drowning in the negative, demonic thoughts in your mind? I know all about it, because anytime God has a plan for your life, the devil will try to do any and everything he can to get you off track and distract you and place things in your mind for you to obey him instead of God and have you going in the wrong direction. But when you know who you are, when you know that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world, and you have something that is indwelling in you, if you're a Christian, a child of God, called the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is more powerful than any demonic spirit that can ever tempt or try you in your life, you can be free to relax and understand whatever the devil tries. He can't stop you, because God is indwelling in you with his spirit. And when you understand that, if you're drowning, I just need you to know that God wants to save you from drowning metaphorically in whatever you're drowning in. Tonight, I'm going to show you one way that God does that. See, God saves you from drowning when you stop running from your purpose. God will save you from drowning when you stop running from your purpose. God gave Jonah a purpose. Purpose was to preach. Jonah didn't want to go preach to the people that God wanted him to preach to. Went in the opposite direction, but God still had a purpose, a calling, a plan, and a destiny for Jonah's life. But and so God had to save him from drowning. But can I tell you, he will do that for you and I when we learn this lesson, when we stop running from our purpose. Can I tell you tonight that God has anointed some people who never even demonstrate their anointing? They are just simply annoying. Many times we feel like we're drowning because our decisions have placed us in the opposite direction of our destiny, because sometimes we feel like the process of being successful, the process of yielding great results, is just too strenuous and too arduous. Because everybody wants to receive the rewards, but most people don't want the process. Most brothers want to have a six-pack in their abdomen muscles, abdominal muscles, and they want to have a six-pack. But can I tell you, that's the results. But a lot of people don't want to put in the eating habits and the time and the working out and the running and the exercise that they need so that they can have the good results, because everybody wants the results, but nobody wants to go through the process. Sometimes the process is not God trying to steer you in the wrong direction. Sometimes the process is meant to prepare you. So sometimes God has a preparation for your life by allowing you to go through things that you may not want to go through. But most of us can't admit we're so thankful that God allowed us to go through what we went through, because we wouldn't be the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, and the people that we are today had God not allowed us to go through a storm. Preach, Brother Jones. So I need you to know that you can swim in obedience so that you don't drown by displaying disobedience. Because Jonah, even though he was running away from the Lord, we know that he remained in the protective custody of God even when he was disobedient. Sometimes you won't get your breakthrough until, watch this, you break through some bad habits that the devil is using to break you. So if God has a calling over your life, don't allow the enemy, the devil, Satan, the accuser of the brethren, Diablos, to stop you, because he'll plant those seeds in your mind. He'll plant those thoughts. And if you're not careful, you will entertain the wrong thought. And if you entertain the wrong thought, you can mess around and act on that thought. So it starts off as a habit, and then it becomes a thought. And if you do that thought, it can become an action. And if you keep on doing it, it can become a habit. But if you can just catch that negative demonic spirit that tries to creep up in your mind in the thought process, you can rebuke it and send it back to the pits of hell and tell the devil, you can't stop me. You can't stop where I'm going. I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. I'm not going to go in the wrong direction, even though the wrong direction may be appealing, even though my friends may be there, even though I may be able to have some experiences. Can I tell you, I am going to go in the direction that the Lord wants me to go. And some of you could be a better father, a better husband, a better mother, a better wife, a better Bible student, a better person in your life, on your job, and in your family dynamic, and in your business, but you're running away from what God has called you to do. And I don't even know what that is, or who you are, or what you have going on in your life, but I just know that this story is so apropos to our lives, because we all know what God has told us to do. We really don't need extra sermons. We really don't need extra Bible. That's just to remind us, most of us who've been in the church for quite some time, you know what the Bible says. So every time we come to church on Sunday, it's just a reminder that you need to do what God has actually called us to do and what he wants us to do. So you know what it is, as the young people say. You know what time it is. So what are you going to do? Are you going to continuously run away from the very purpose that God has called you for? So many people in the church need to know that their harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. There are only a few laborers in every church, but everybody knows that there is a harvest that could be plentiful. And there's so many people that are lost, but we don't have enough laborers that are dead set and would really change their lives just so that they can obey God to try to save some of these people. So I just need you to understand as I close tonight that Jonah's destiny was connected to God, but ironically, he was avoiding the very one in God who could help him. Can I tell you that if you run away from God and from the presence of the Lord, and if the devil tries to get on you and get at you and tries to destroy your life, who do you go to? At least when you're around God, you know you have the best chance of being in his presence so that he will provide for you. He will demonstrate his power. He will give you his preservation power to preserve you and protect you and your family. And he would also give you his promises. But who do you go to? You have no one to go to if you fall away from God and if you fall away from his presence and if you lose and leave your relationship with our Father. I'm so thankful for God because God knows me better than I know myself. And I'm so thankful that God knows that I try to be an integritous person, a person that tries to be dutiful with the duties that God has given me and tries to do my best to be my best and to be the best me I could be. And I want to encourage you, my friend, tonight, I'm done, to do that yourself. I have to be better tomorrow than I was today. Every time I preach a lesson or teach a lesson, I have to be better the next time I do it. So I have to learn from my mistakes, and I'm probably one of my hardest critics, but I try to connect with people. I don't want to give you this false facade about Christianity and life. There's some painful portions and parts of life. There's some things that are just very difficult to deal with, but what I have known and understood about God is God uses those times to prepare you. Sometimes a season of storms and doubt and loneliness could be a season of preparation. And you'll look back and you'll thank God when you see how many people that God could lead you to help because of your testimony, because of your faithfulness, and because of your undying ability to move forward even though you're being handled by the devil in all kind of crazy, terrible ways. But you just hold on to God's unchanging hands. Let me quit tonight. God loves you, so do I. Make sure you don't run away from your purpose. When you go through things in life, it can get difficult, and we know it can get difficult, but you don't want to be drowning. But I just need you to know that God will save you from drowning when you stop running away from your purpose. Do what God has called you to do. I hope and pray this has blessed your life tonight. If you have a public prayer request, we would love to publicly pray for you. But if you don't have a public prayer request, we will privately pray for you as long as you stay on this line tonight. We dial number one right now if we can pray for you. And when we call the last four digits of your number, state the name and the need of the person to whom you're requesting prayers for. I give God praise tonight for being an awesome God, a God that gives us his Holy Ghost. And had it not been for the Holy Ghost, I don't know what I would do, but I guess I never have to worry about it because I got it. God bless you tonight. Caller ending in 3964, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Yes, good evening. This is Sister Pam. Thank you so much for a wonderful message tonight. I'm asking you all to pray for my family, that we'll just keep our hand in God's hand and thanking him for his grace and his mercy on us. Please continue to pray for my daughter Kennedy and the trials and tribulations that she continues to go through. And pray for her that she'll understand that the things that's going on with her body may just be the test that God has for her. And pray that she'll just continue to endure it. Pray for my husband, Rick, too, for the same reason, especially for his foot, that God will continue to heal it properly. And just pray for my daughter, Jayla, as well, that she will do those things that are pleasing and acceptable in God's sight as well as all of us. And again, thank you for the message. And ask you to pray for Sister Shauna Harris, who fell, and just continue to lift her up in prayer. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Pam. We'll certainly keep you and those prayer requests in mind tonight as we go to God on your behalf tonight. If you have a public prayer request, we'd love to pray for you. All you simply have to do is dial number one on your phones, and we'll pray for you on this evening. Keep in mind a lot of our lessons and devotions and just a lot of helpful biblical spiritual things are on our YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.com/graceviewsc and get some of the sermons, the lessons, and many people on there outside of myself that will really bless your life. We have singing and a cappella concerts, all kinds of things. So it does not appear that we have anybody else who has a public prayer request, but just know that we're going to go to our God tonight on your behalf, even if you did not have a prayer request. But if you're still on the line, we're just going to automatically assume that you need prayer. And tonight we're going to be led in prayer by Brother Matthew Gardner of the Grace Free Church of Christ here in Anderson. He's going to give us a very brief prayer, but it's going to bless your life tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, tune into the Grace and Mercy prayer call with yours truly in the morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Grace and Mercy prayer call. God bless you tonight, Brother Gardner, you're live.
Let us bow. Our Father, which art in heaven, O good Master, once again, Lord, we come with humble hearts. Lord, we give thee all the praise, for thou art more than worthy to be praised. At this time, Heavenly Father, you have a host of people on the call this evening, Heavenly Father. Some made their request known, some have not. Lord, you know the hearts of all men. Bless Sister Pam, Heavenly Father. She's truly thankful for being a child of God. Bless her family for strength and guidance, Heavenly Father. Bless Kennedy, our daughter, Heavenly Father, go through trials and tribulations, Heavenly Father. Bless each and every one, Heavenly Father, on the sound of my voice. Bless them, Lord. Give them endurance. Bless Rick, Lord, as he get a healing for his foot, Heavenly Father. Bless Jayla, Lord, as she get guidance, Lord. Shauna Harris, who fell, Heavenly Father. Thanks for being with the Heavenly Father. Bless each and every one, name by name and situation by situation. Ask a special prayer on the Church of Christ, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord, we continue to be in unity and in love, speak the same thing, be of the same mind and of the same judgment, knowing the blood of Jesus the righteous cleans us from all sin. Ask a special, special prayer, Lord, on all the children, all those by the wayside, Heavenly Father, all the sick and the bereaved, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, ask if thou be so kind to extend a special grace, a financial blessing on all the congregations and all the families that dwell within, according to thy blessed will. Be with us, Lord, as we lay down and wake up the next morning to hear another portion of what thus says the Lord for our very own Brother Brian C. Jones. Thus, let's continue to study our word. Let's read the scripture before we lay down and plant it in our lives, every Father, and in our hearts. These and all the blessings that's in Jesus' name. Let the saints of God with one voice say, amen.
I want to be in the call. I want to
be near
the cross,
where my Savior
died
on a hill so lonely.
Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer requests to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark Chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.